Chapter 3. The woman loses and finds her way. Verse 1. By night on my bed, I sought him whom my soul loveth. I sought him, but I found him not. Without Christ to guide me, I am helplessly in the dark. I am afflicted, tossed with tempest, and not comforted. 2. I will rise now and go about the city in the streets, and in the broad ways will I seek him whom my soul loveth. I sought him, but I found him not. Since I cannot feel your presence, I will try a substitute. I will go out and try to think of your presence on my own, although my mortal mind is not up to the task. Even a broad array of sophisticated searching is futile. Previously, the cloud of mortal mind seemed to have a silver lining, but now it was not even fringed with light. 3. The watchmen that go about the city found me, to whom I said, Saw ye him whom my soul loveth? The best protectors and guides on earth are clueless. I ask them, Saw ye him whom my soul loveth? Christ is not appreciable to me when I try to figure things out by myself. For a small moment have I forsaken thee. In a little wrath I hid my face from thee for a moment. 4. It was but a little that I passed from them, but I found him whom my soul loveth. But as soon as I turned and left the material guides behind, you were here. With great mercies will I gather thee. I held him and would not let him go until I had brought him into my mother's house and into the chamber of her that conceived me. This time I will not let you go until you bless me. I need to know my spiritual origin. For whosoever shall do the will of my Father which is in heaven, the same is my brother and sister and mother. 5. I charge you, O ye daughters of Jerusalem, by the rose and by the hinds of the field, that ye stir not up, nor wake my love till he please. Listen, my willing followers, daughters of the faith. My revelation is not your revelation. God will feed you directly in the same manner as I am fed. Patiently wait for your own spiritual explanation. 6. Who is this that cometh out of the wilderness like pillars of smoke, perfumed with myrrh and frankincense, with all powders of the merchant? Is this a new identity that I feel, to be no longer alone, no longer a slave or a wilderness dweller? The two pillars guiding and protecting me are no longer separate from me. I am the male and female of God's creating. His, her omniscient aroma fills my house, temple, body. 7. Behold his bed, which is Solomon's. 70 valiant men are about it, of the valiant of Israel. Now just look at the great peace that rests in the full recognition of perfect being. He rested on the seventh day from all his work which he had made. Do you see how God's 10 commandments were always in effect as spiritual creation unfolded? 10 valiant ensigns each day for 6 days, standing to defend the great enlightenment? See, they are all here as corroborating evidence of Christ's creation, like 60 valiant men. 8. They all hold swords, being expert in war. Every man hath his sword upon his thigh because of fear in the night. Each commandment is a sword of truth, cutting asunder every mental foe. Each law is arrayed with the strength of good against any intrusion. The darkness and the light are both alike to thee. 9. King Solomon made himself a chariot of the wood of Lebanon. This great peace manifested is protected and preserved by the design of the Almighty, and appears to us as an object of strength, so that we will not fear when our Lord comes to us. 10. He made the pillars thereof of silver, the bottom thereof of gold, the covering of it of purple, the midst thereof being paved with love for the daughters of Jerusalem. Every element of our being is composed of God's peculiar treasure, and the divine nature of womanhood is central to this treasure. For the core and cause of every effect is love. 11. Go forth, O ye daughters of Zion, and behold King Solomon with the crown wherewith his mother crowned him in the day of his espousals, and in the day of the gladness of his heart. Go forth, you dominion daughters. See the big picture, the full range of love's divine relationship expressed each day as gladness of heart.